We've been living in a time where they've been marketing for spiritual neglect. But I, you, we are here today to wake up the masses that it is time to reconnect, to dissolve the illusion that we were ever separate. Let's not forget our origins, our sole purpose, those who have come before us, and the omens that reveal our mission on this earth. Let us thank thee. Let us remember thee. Let us sing and dance and love for thee. Let us not forget their legacies, their hearts, their being, their spirit, their essence. Let us not forget that we are interconnected, just like the mycelium that grows beneath the trees, giving it nutrients and in turn the air that we breathe, giving us the life that we so adore. Let us not forget our interrelated connectivity, intergalactic connectivity. Wake us up from this amnesia, for we are earthbound and yet starlit miracles. Our pulse is like the pulse of the earth's inner core. Yet why do we ignore this true balance, this true law? L-O-R-E. Let us know it. Let us hear it. Let us feel it. Let our songs be sung to wake the heartbeat of this country. Let us come to an understanding a little more. Let us get our priorities straight. Take action, not just contemplate. Think about what makes us collate and collaborate. Weave upon each other in interdependence, in union. A handout and a hug in that our hearts and minds so desire and require in these times of pain and grief and of loss. If we are to remain in a peaceful state, then we must learn to act with love, not with hate, not with haste. They can colonize me, but let them not colonize my heart, our hearts, our minds, our spirit, our ability to grieve, to feel, to wail, to sing, to cry, to rejoice in the good times. No shame, no fear, no shame, no guilt. So feel the momentum, that perpetual flow. Peace. How do we achieve peace? Well, it starts with listening to the whispers of Mother Earth on her breeze. How do we achieve this with ease, love and unity and peace? Well, it's pretty simple. We look at our own needs and that of our children. And then we expand our horizons and sink into another state. Maybe what food they ate on their plate, if any. Put your feet into another's shoes. Don't learn empathy. Feel empathy. Sink into compassion to your deepest levels of sincerity. Walk with spirit. Speak with integrity. Even rats are pretty intelligent. Some say they are filthy, disease-ridden, nothing but vermin. But let us remember, folks, everything's an inversion. You could say that all rats are even vermin or beings just like us, intelligent, who care for the young, even give their life for another. I guess what I'm saying is we gotta look beyond our own vanity, our own understanding of humanistic capitalist mentality. There are sentient creatures all around, but at times we don't value life as humans above our own species. It's like a human superiority. And we know about racism, that we know to be a true horror. But our differences need to be celebrated with deep listening, knowing that our blood is sacred and beyond skin deep we all bleed crimson. Our culture and our law says that we are never above, we are never below, but always walking alongside all that we know and all that we don't know. For we are all interrelated and interconnected. One can't be without the other, like the buzzing bee that produces the honey, the microbes in that honey that give our inner stomach the energy and vitality that we so need, a place where our fire burns, where we can source our own creativity to truly live, dance, and sing freely. There is so much intelligence, for we are the stars, we are the earth, we are the water, from a time from then to now, past, present, and rebirth. So for that, I thank our ancestors. I thank thee, our next generation, these young ones, our future ancients, who are tending to the soil, letting their little hearts expand, not recoil, breaking the cycles of erosion. So let's not poison them any more than we have been. Instead, let us hold them, our children and our own inner child, for it is time to heal. It is time to reconnect. It is time to dissolve the illusion that we were ever separate. Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I hope you all find personal healing today. Thank you.
Everyone who's standing here with us in solidarity. One of my uncles just said up the road, you know, obviously today there's something going on, just a stone's throw. And there's mourning or celebrations happening, and it's quite surreal. You know, it makes me think of, you know, even William Barak and all our ancestors that saw pre and post invasion, and then, you know, they're. Our story here is different. We've had to be diplomatic. We've had to learn the ways of the colonisers here. And, you know, we've been doing it non-stop for, you know, 235-something years. I've lost count. But, yeah, I think about them and I think about all... You know, I was reading something last night about the dust of the Mindai, which was the smallpox pandemic, the introduced disease, which wiped out... There were supposedly 3 million mob in the country, and we were reduced to 500,000. So, yeah, 85% of mob were wiped out through the introduced disease. And then, obviously, from there, we had a lot of genocide. So it just makes me think of that while everyone's celebrating. You know, we just need that education to get out there. We need people to understand and open their hearts to the truth of this place. So when we dance, the Jitty Jitties, we'll be dancing for all of those old people. We'll be dancing for all our ancestors, all your ancestors. We're dancing for country. Country is colonised. You know, we've got logging happening up in the Alpine Forest region, and all our totems, our spirit protectors, their native habitats being destroyed. We've got our beautiful greater glider possum and leadbeater's possum, which are critically endangered. And it just feels like there's nothing we can do about it, but we just keep speaking up for country. Country is in pain as well. So, yeah, we'll honour country, the six layers of country through our Bik Nyarga. And I'll invite Mandy up when she's ready.
I just want everyone to look around you right now and take in, absorb everything absorb how many people are here for the same cause. And I wanted to thank every single one of you for coming today. And just as a symbol of connection to country, how we're all connected to this country, this dance that we're going to do is honouring the six layers. So the Bikut is the below country, where we get the ochre for ceremony and dance. Then we've got the Bikdui, which is the on country, where we do our ceremonies and dances. The Banyabik is water country. Then we've got Murrumbik, the wind country. Woodawoodabik, sky country. And then Darangalbik, Bundrel's home up in the stars. So we're very, like, we're sitting here watching, full of adrenaline, because the power of people, the power of the cause as well. We're here to celebrate all of those that have passed, and we will continue the journey for them. Warangere, warangere, al narapo, 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 narapo.